Joining us right now, 3rd District Democratic Congressman Ron Kind from La Crosse. You put out a statement recently saying that the Affordable Care Act saved $4.3 billion in health care fraud expenses this last year. I saw that and remembered, hey, we've only been signing up for the Health Care Act for a few months, but I understand there's some things that were in play before the citizens of America could sign up for the plan. Can you explain how you recover that much money when it's really just getting off the ground?
Yeah, the Affordable Care Act passed in 2010 in that legislation, and there's a lot of moving pieces to it. One of the nicer things that got included in it is a real step up in enforcement against Medicare fraud. Obviously, Medicare has been in existence since 65. There's been some attempts to crack down on fraudulent billing and fraudulent claims being submitted, but we beefed up under the Affordable Care Act the tools and the regional enforcement agencies that can finally go out and crack down on that. So this past year, they just reported that they've been able to recover over $4.3 billion in Medicare fraud, which brings the grand total over the last few years close to $20 billion. And it was long overdue. And a large part of this is that they are now showing up on the doorsteps of these unscrupulous billing bogus agencies and intercepting fake claims before they have an ability to cash a check and disappear and hide. This is something that should have been done a long time ago, but it was included in the Affordable Care Act, and it's resulting in billions of savings in the Medicare program, which goes to the trust fund of Medicare and extends the solvency and the life of that important program.
I haven't heard a whole lot about this particular aspect of the Affordable Care Act until your press release came out, and my first thought is, I wonder if both parties are actually supporting those measures to recover that fraudulent money. I haven't heard anything from the other side on this.
Well, it's interesting because they've had 43 votes to repeal the entire Affordable Care Act, and by doing that, they would be repealing these enforcement mechanisms that have proven incredibly effective. Close to $20 billion saved in the Medicare program because of the enhanced tools that exist now under the Affordable Care Act. So, again, this is another example of where their ideological zeal is blinding them to practical results. I will be the first to admit the Affordable Care Act is not a perfect bill. But instead of just scrapping everything and repealing the whole thing, let's find out what's working and fix what isn't. What's working right now is the crackdown on Medicare fraud and is resulting in huge cost savings for that important Medicare program. So if they would be more practical and more pragmatic in their approach to health care reform, I'm convinced there'd be a lot of common ground on what needs to be done in order to get better value and better care in the healthcare system.